Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. The US Defense Secretary Ash Carter has signaled a change in American strategy against the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Mr. Carter said the US-led coalition would intensify airstrikes and it would not hold back from performing ground operations.
We won't hold back from supporting capable partners in opportunistic attacks against ISIL or conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
Last week, U.S. troops worked alongside Kurdish forces to free prisoners from an IS jail in northern Iraq. The U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby says Iran will very likely be invited to participate in multilateral talks in Syria later this week. The spokesman John Kirby was speaking at a State Department briefing about the talks that are due to take place in Vienna.
They're expected to be invited. Whether they accept that invitation is up to them, and if they do accept, at what level they want to send in terms of participant is up to Tehran.
All previous mediation efforts have failed, but the BBC Middle East analyst says there's hope that for the first time, all key countries with a stake in Syria may begin to move towards a shared vision of the country's future. The Dominican Republic says it will seek the extradition of two French pilots who fled the country after being convicted of drug trafficking. The pilots, Pascal Faury and Bruno Odo, were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Police had found nearly 700 kilograms of cocaine on their plane. They spent 15 months in detention but were released under supervision while their appeal was processed. It was then that the pilots returned to France. At a news conference in Paris, Mr. Faury denied the charges and said he had no choice but to return to his homeland.
When we are dealing with a judicial system that does not investigate, does not listen to us, that condemned us to 20 years for the sole reason we are French, I'm sorry, but my reaction was to go home to my country where I could explain my story to justice and close this case and eventually return to my peaceful life that I had before this catastrophe befell my family and me.
As thousands of Afghans and Pakistanis affected by Monday's earthquake spend a second night without shelter, there are warnings some may die of exposure, and officials say there's an urgent need for tents and blankets. The UN Children's Fund said conditions of extreme cold and insecurity were cutting off some communities, and children were especially at risk of succumbing to the elements. At least 360 people are known to have died in both countries. World News from the BBC. The candidate who finished third in the first round of Argentina's presidential election has hinted that he may throw his support behind Mauricio Macri, the main opposition candidate in next month's runoff. Sergio Massa is a former ally turned rival of President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. The Pentagon has awarded a multi-billion dollar contract to build a new long-range strike bomber to the Northrop Grumman Corporation. The deal is valued at up to $80 billion. Northrop will provide 100 planes to replace the aging B-52 and B-1 aircraft. They'll be the first new U.S. bombers in almost three decades. The World Bank says developing countries have quickened the pace of reforms to make it easier for local businesses to start and operate. In the bank's annual survey on the ease of doing business, rich countries dominated the top as usual, but the leading 10 improvers included 5 African countries and 2 Central Asian nations. Singapore came first in the World Bank's assessment. The flat in London where the musician Jimi Hendrix lived in the late 1960s is to be opened permanently to the public. Colin Patterson has been there.
The blue plaque outside 23 Brook Street reads, Jimi Hendrix, guitarist and songwriter, lived here 1968 to 1969. Now the top floor flat is being restored to how it was when he called it home and will open its doors next February. Hendrix himself was interested in the building's history. Handel lived next door for 36 years until his death in 1759, and when Hendrix found out, he bought a copy of The Messiah. Some critics argue that Handel's choruses may even have influenced Hendrix's chords.
Colin Patterson reporting, BBC News.